Hello to all of you. Today we are doing our follow-through episode on the Business of Life Masterclass podcast from our interview with Haley Crump. If you did not get a chance to listen to her first episode, please do. You will not be disappointed. Her original episode aired on April 10th, and the topic was bringing work and family together for a good life and living. How perfect is that? Barb Zant here, media sales leader and founder of the lifestyle brand Stay at Work Mom.
Hi everyone, it's Debbie Lenberg, mindset and performance coach with Presenting Powerfully.
So woohoo, we have another night owl. We've had a run of a couple of night owls, and I love, love, love Haley's 8 hours of sleep. And that was one of the first things that I did is I set my alarm for 8 hours, and I think it was a little too much, but man, was it lovely. If I could do 8 hours a night, that would be great. But I was almost a little sluggish because I think like seven is my sweet spot. But wow, I loved it.
Yes, I did it on the weekend, and I admit I was awake before it. You know, I did it, and it was interesting because Michael said, I'm in, this sounds okay, and we'll do it. And so we ended up going to bed early because I have things in the morning each day on the weekend. But the Orange Theory on Saturdays is later. It's not until seven. So what we just backed into it, but I was up early. So I'm with you. I mean, I was just asking at an organization the other day, they said, so how much sleep do you get? Because we were talking about your relationship with the clock, and your morning routine starts the night before. And I said 6 hours. And then we talked about the 10:31 to 4:31. And I said, I can do 6.5. I know I can do 6.5. I can do 5.5. More seems like a lot. And if it changes though, I'll change it. I mean, if I start requiring more or less, certainly I'll adjust. But good for Haley. You know, she sent us both a message that someone listened to the show and they really enjoyed it. And they talked about how they loved their sleep too. So those night owls and people who want more sleep, good for you. If you do it and it works for you and that gives you good energy, we are not knocking.
Yeah, I love that note that she sent us. Her client had taken the time to, you know, write that nice note. So it was great. I enjoy so much meeting Haley and spending time with her. And I want all of our listeners to get to do that as well. So also just the topic here, because the family and work balance, that's, you know, always been a challenge for me. It's always, you know, it's just depending on the time, which, you know, needs more. So the whole theme is just right on me and then right for me. And then also the padding of the calendar. So she was talking about calendar blocking. I've been doing that for years. But what I did go and do is I also put 15 minutes on top of each appointment as well. So that way, now it doesn't mean, and I was laughing because, you know, over this last couple of weeks, we've had a lot going on with work. And other people populate my calendar. And so I said to my boss, which one do you want me to do? And he's like, we have to do them all right now. It's just the time that we're in. So I had 2 days where I had 8 calls back to back to back without any time. And I thought about Haley, and I did have the time blocked, but you know, sometimes other people trump. So that was an interesting challenge for me.
Because the buffers matter. Having them, if you choose not to have them, then don't complain or be disappointed or frustrated if your day shakes out that way. It's not good psychologically. It's not good physically. There's very little good that comes out of that repetitiveness of especially sitting. I mean, if you can have a stand-up desk, it can be better. But even not taking in enough water, not going to the restroom, I mean, all those things that people joke about, they really are negatives for our mind, body, spirit. So I hope you will go decide that you're going to have those buffers.
Oh, yes. I definitely put them in. So she also talked about changing her alarm. So she was testing out different things with her watch and the alarm. So I use my Alexa, but I did put a different soundtrack on them, and different days we were testing them out. And so that was kind of fun. And so I'm going to do that now. Instead of having just one every single day, depending on the day of the week it is, I'm going to keep those different ones that I found.
That was something I did too. And some of the alarms do not hit my ear right. It's almost as though they won't get my attention. Some of them are too soft. And I know for some people that's really good. It eases them in. And for me, it's more of a jolt that works. And perhaps it's because I have grin and grat, and I've coached myself to smile with it. So I did make the change, and some of them I didn't really hear. So a thought is, I have a different ring for Michael. So to your point, I can have a different alarm for different things, because in the morning I put my alarms on for the day. So every meeting that I have, and if I meet with somebody in person, I'll say, I'm putting my phone here. We're scheduled for 45 to 60 minutes. You're going to hear the alarm go off at 45 minutes. That will allow us to finalize and wrap up. And then I have one more alarm at 5 minutes to the end, so that if we get there, we can really bring it in, and nobody has to watch the clock then. So a huge fan of alarms, and it was really enjoyable that Haley talked about the difference in the alarms and in checking it out, because even though we have smartphones, sometimes we rely on the default.
Yes. And so that was nice. I think on Fridays, I even had beach waves. So getting me into the groove of the weekend. So Haley talked about a challenge. She challenges herself on some things. And so I made a challenge for myself, and that is, you know, owning Sunday night dinners. And so, you know, I've had 2 weeks since hers, and, you know, right on track. I really enjoy that. I grew up with those, and my husband didn't. So it's on me, but I really enjoyed it. So I'm going to keep that up.
Yeah, the challenge on my side was more on, because of changing, I consistently like to have different things for workouts. Now, running, I love. So what I did was challenge myself on the at-home workouts to ensure that I'm doing some variety. It's very tempting for me, even though I say I like them to be different, once I pick one, I stick with it and do the exact same thing, exact same thing, exact same thing. And then I'll change completely. So I challenged myself to mix in a few different things, because that it's a funny thing about liking a routine. I have so many things that my days are so different that I love to control the routine of the morning and of the workout. But at the same time, if you keep doing the same workout all the time, your body gets used to it. So I utilize the challenge for that.
Oh, I like that as well. I do the same thing. One of the other things I wanted to mention is, so Haley talked about a loss in her life, and she used, you know, the vocabulary busy. They were supposed to meet up and they didn't. And it was just an awakening for her, where, you know, she really talked about living each day in its fullest. And so I just loved that message. And, you know, you have talked about that for years, as, you know, banish the busy. So her message was, gosh, man, we have to challenge the moments we're in. It really made me think about that again.
It's true. And it was very vulnerable and much appreciated that she had that willingness to share that, because it can seem like everything's perfect. And I don't like the expression like, oh, you never know what's going on behind closed doors. I don't like that approach. I do like the empathetic approach of, most of us have processed through loss and or challenges or disappointments. And so it was true, and it was vulnerable that she said it. Now, to get to your point, Barb, about the busy, depending on groups I'm in, some people like this expression, some people don't. It's like, you can choose to be busy or you can choose to be blessed, that people want to spend time with you. And if you take that blessed or beholden type of thing, and not in that negative way of stuck, but the idea of I do embrace it and appreciate it, then if you look at it that way, it's a combination really of time, attention, and priorities. And it's interesting we're talking about it today because one of my Lundbergisms that was just came out this week, and I believe it was yesterday, was what has your time has your attention? What has your attention becomes your priority. So if you think that you say, oh, I just have this show on, but it doesn't, it's not a priority. If it's reality TV, then own that you like it. I don't happen to care for that typically. And I don't find that positive, and it puts a weird strain on competition. I like to accomplish and compete with myself, and I don't enjoy seeing people attempt to make people smaller to win. I appreciate that some people get a big kick out of that or joy. So my thought is, if that's on and I allow that time to happen, then I've chosen that as a priority. And it's almost as though it's the complicit approach. So if you're mindful about your time and mindful about your attention and you're mindful about your priorities, it's okay to prioritize going on social media for 20 minutes. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. What I'm saying is own it.
Own it.
And that's what I heard from Haley in different words. Different words is, you know, don't get too busy, which also when people say I'm too busy to do this, what I'll say is we all get the same amount of time. It's what you prioritize. And it's true because you've heard me say this and our listeners have too. So I'll be brief. Sometimes people say, I don't have time to golf. Oh my God, that takes so much time. I don't have time to golf. And I'll say, you know, that's interesting because would you find it insulting if I said, I don't have time to spend with children, so we don't have kids? And they said, well, yeah. I said, so what you're saying is my priority of doing golf is meaningless. So instead of saying you don't have time, just own the fact that that's not a priority for you. Please don't insult it for me, because I wouldn't say, well, I don't have time for screaming kids. That's not worthwhile. I mean, nobody would say that or allow it. And yet we let people say to us, it's almost minimizing what you've prioritized. So let everybody have their priorities, respect them. Let's stop judging it. And don't get yourself into busy mindset. Get yourself into productive, blessed, whatever you want to call it, mindset, so that you say, you know what? I've had a very well prioritized day. It's full of things that will be productive. Whatever you want works. If though you keep saying you're busy and that feels exhausting, you'll be exhausted. If in your world, busy is a positive for some reason and it makes you feel good, great. Use it. That's going to be less common though.
And blessed, that vocabulary. I love the blessed. Before we wrap this up, one of the new things that we've been doing is the walk up and the walk off song. Yeah. I really enjoyed listening to everybody's music, and I'm working on a playlist to share. But 311 Amber, I had never heard that song, and I'm, you know, 80s and 90s are my jam, but I really enjoyed it. And I'm like, usually I've heard most music. I love music. I had not heard that song before.
What's interesting is I thought I hadn't, and I had, and you listened to way more variety and way more music in general. Now I am, this is not me blaming. This is me accepting. My husband has this terrific playlist and resource, and he doesn't use Apple. He uses Android. And so it's different. So I end up, when I'm not listening to a book, I'd say 80% of the time, if I'm with him, we're listening to his choice. And it's not that I dislike it. It's that I'm exposed to what he's exposed to, apparently. And I had heard that song somewhere. Now, if I walk into the house, I typically say, you know, I greet Daisy and I say to Alexa, I ask her to play something. And sometimes I say pop, and sometimes I say country, and sometimes I say an artist. So that's how I'm hearing people's songs, by the way. I don't know about you, but you know, a lot of people use Spotify or different things. I am dependent on Alexa to find the song. And then once in a while, it does surprise me that I think I didn't know it and I do. Or I hear it and I thought I liked it. And then I realized I don't love this song. So that's okay.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Well, as we close this out, please know, listeners, that you can stay connected with us on Instagram at The Business of Life, me on Instagram at The Stay at Work Mom, and Debbie Lumberg is Debbie Lumberg most everywhere. Except for on TikTok, you are Debbie Lumberg Coach, correct?
Correct. Debbie Lundberg Coach.
Debbie Lundberg Coach. If you liked what you heard, please rate us 5 stars. Love if you would share Haley's episode. We are committing to providing you with 5-star guests just like Haley for inspiration every single day. So stay tuned and thanks for joining us for this episode of the Business of Life Masterclass, the podcast for successful people embracing every chance to accomplish and experience all you can in business and in life.
Listen, choose, do.
Thank you.